This video is made possible by CuriosityStream. When you sign up at the link in the description, you'll also get access to Nebula, the streaming video platform that Real Life Lore is a part of. The ocean is a huge and terrifying place, but it's even more huge and terrifying when you go beneath the surface. More than 80% of the world's oceans are still unmapped, unobserved, and unexplored, meaning that if you go down on a ship, you're most likely going to sink down to an area that no human being has ever before seen. Boats and people still go missing all the time out there, and occasionally even entire airplanes with hundreds of people on board do too. Very rarely do people who go missing out there ever return back to us on the land. But this is the story of one guy who did, and he's probably simultaneously both one of the unluckiest and luckiest people to have ever lived. His name is Harrison Ojegba Okene, a Nigerian man who in 2013 was working an ordinary job as a cook on board the ordinary tugboat Jaskon 4. His boat was working with a couple others late at night on the 26th of May, about 32 kilometers off the coast of Nigeria in the Gulf of Guinea. While they were attempting to work together, stabilizing a Chevron oil tanker in the rough seas, a freakish big rogue wave smashed into the Jaskon 4 at around 4:30 a.m., which snapped their rope and flipped the boat over. It began to rapidly sink and panic set in for the 12 crew members on board. Most of these guys were locked inside of their cabins as a safety precaution against getting raided by pirates. But while being locked inside of a cabin works well against a dude with a gun, it doesn't work so well when your cabin is getting flooded with water. Luckily for Okene, however, was that right before the ship flipped over, he had left his cabin for the bathroom. Only wearing his underwear, he got tossed around inside before the tiny room filled up with water. He forced the door open and witnessed several of his friends get swept outside of the boat. Okene got pushed out from the bathroom down the hallway into another bathroom, where he managed to hang on above water for long enough until the boat hit the ocean floor, 30 meters beneath the surface, roughly equal to a 7-story building. Eventually suffering from the extreme cold, he managed to scramble his way out of this dangerous tiny bathroom underwater and in complete darkness. Unable to see or breathe, he used his hands to feel ahead of him until he fantastically discovered another, larger air pocket in the engineer's office where he decided to stay put. But almost completely naked, with no food or fresh water, in a cold, wet room with a rapidly diminishing supply of oxygen, his odds of survival were definitely very grim. The pocket of air he was now trapped in was small, only about 1.2 meters high and 6 cubic meters in volume, and the death buffet that the Grim Reaper was offering him up was plentiful. He could have died from thirst, he could have died from just being too cold, the water could have filled up and drowned him, he could have just run out of air and suffocated, or he could have gotten eaten alive by sharks who were already investigating the wreck. So here's how he managed to fight off all of these multiple friend requests from the Reaper. First, he managed to find a few cans of Coke around his area to prevent his dehydration. Second, he discovered a mattress that he fashioned beneath him that kept part of his chest and his entire head above the cold water, which helped his core continue to stay warm and prevented the onset of hypothermia. If it wasn't for that lucky break, the very cold water would have likely killed him within hours. But his biggest problem was the tiny pocket of air that he was trapped in running out of oxygen. Based on the size of the pocket that he was in and the pressure that it was under 30 meters beneath the ocean, his time limit for breathing was likely only around 60 hours, give or take a little. But there was an additional danger to him in the pocket besides simply running out of oxygen to breathe. He could have also breathed out too much and pumped out too much carbon dioxide, which would have poisoned himself. Luckily for him, however, is that CO2 is easily absorbed by water, and by splashing the water around inside, he was inadvertently increasing the water's surface area, which increased the rate that the CO2 was getting absorbed at. And so, the levels never got high enough inside to become lethal. And while he had to endure the sounds of sharks getting in and feasting upon the corpses of his friends, they luckily never managed to find him in his little pocket. Okene was trapped there half in water at the bottom of the ocean in a tiny, pitch black, 6 cubic meter space while listening to sharks eating his friends for 60 incredibly grueling and frightening hours, pushing the absolute limit of his limited oxygen supply when right then, probably within just an hour or two of suffocating, he finally heard the sound of knocking. Unknown to him, Chevron had sent a team of divers to investigate the wreck and recover any bodies. Unknown to Chevron was that one of those bodies was actually still alive. Okene began banging his surroundings back at them to no avail, but when he finally saw the light of a diver emerge inside of the water nearby to him, he knew that his time to act had come. The divers only expected to find a corpse, but he latched onto the arm of the next diver who passed and probably gave him the shock of his life. But the risk of death for Okene wasn't even over then. After being under the ocean for so long, a rapid ascent back to the surface would have likely sent him into cardiac arrest and killed him. So, the divers equipped him with a diving helmet, placed him into a diving bell, and raised him back up above the ocean's surface, where he then had to spend 2 more days decompressing before finally returning back to normal reality after his real-life nightmare. Okene's horrific ordeal is believed to be the longest amount of time that any human being has ever survived for underwater, without the assistance of any diving equipment. He says that he continues to have nightmares about the incident, and he has vowed to never again return to the ocean for the rest of his life. Fear of the ocean like that is known as thalassophobia, and if you can relate and don't really feel like visiting the ocean, then I've got a great way that you can still learn a ton about the ocean anyway from the comfort of your home. CuriosityStream. It's a documentary streaming site with thousands of top quality films, including literally dozens on the ocean, like Oceans of the Future with Sigourney Weaver, or Deep Ocean by David Attenborough. But best of all is that you can get access to all of that for an entire year for just $19.99. Let that sink in for a moment. An entire year of access for only $19.99. That's the exact same price as this baby back ribs at Applebee's, except instead of having messy sauce all over you, you get a year of access to incredible documentary films, plus that'll also include access to Nebula, the streaming site started by myself and a bunch of other independent creators that has tons of awesome original content that you won't find anywhere else. That includes all recent real-life lore videos ad-free, as well as my car show, where you can see my face reviewing stuff and sharing my driving experiences with cars like a Ferrari 488 or a Lamborghini Urus. You can sign up for CuriosityStream right now and get access to Nebula included at curiositystream.com/reallifelore. And as always, thank you for watching.